shit. Hello, welcome to the Bite-Sized Manga Podcast. Shut the fuck up, Ryu. This week we're talking about Dragon Ball Chapters 331 to 340, or if you're me, 137 to 146. This week I'm joined by, as you heard before, Ryu, garden salesman.
There was no garden soul today.
L. Hutt, and they call him the sick boy.
It's me.
I'm Real's Ben, as always. Bit of a messy intro, but we ride anyway. So,
When is our intro not lucky?
Like most episodes, just not today because you talked through me. Anyway, I want to start this one off actually because I had a thing. Because from last episode, Ryu, you took a couple shots at who you thought was going to be like showing up, who showed up at the end of the last episode or the chapter. And because of that, because I didn't know how long it would take for us to get this information, I started off my notes with Trunks. Wait, shit, I can't call him that. Mystery Saiyan.
Mystery Saiyan. Oh, it's on back when we had the thing like a while back. Like all the way to like the Tenshin Bukai's. We had like, oh yeah, Roshi being. Yeah.
I don't know who you're talking about, bro.
I'm not entertaining this. Anyway.
You should.
I have several notes for, like, I don't know if we'll get to the point where they talk about the time travel, so I'll just have this for a future episode.
I'm glad this, like, whole time, like, Trunks thing got cleared up in these chapters, because I would have been annoying to be dealing with next week as well.
It was pretty obvious.
When I saw his face, I was like, oh, that's Trunks.
Oh, you knew? Okay.
I knew, yeah.
So, like, what do you know about him in this, like, upcoming section, then, if you know anything?
I think he has a key sword. That's the only thing I really know, besides what I know from him now.
You mean the sword? He's already shown that.
That was not a key sword. I believe, like, he made a sword out of key. I think, like, a blue sword. I think. But that's the only thing I know. Like, I remember that very vaguely, like a blue glowing sword, but that might just be this sword, which is, like, infused with ki. I don't know. That's generally all. Like, when I saw this sword, like, oh, that's a thing, and then I didn't know much besides, like, the shit they explained. I was like, like, I knew that his name was Trunks, that he came from the future. So, like, before he all told all that, I was funny. And then it was funny to Piccolo just listen, and the Trunks didn't know that Piccolo had a better hearing. Which, fair, he didn't, like, Trunks.
He has some elf ears, bro. It's crazy.
Yeah, but Trunks never met Piccolo.
Yeah, he was dead.
Like, in that battle, he was a baby. Like, 5 months old. So he wouldn't, or like, 6 months. He would never have met Piccolo. Because Piccolo died in that battle originally. Because everyone got too lax. And with the androids, right?
That's like, know that the threat was coming, so.
Yeah. That's kind of fun.
Also, producer, you weren't wrong. Well, you were wrong about the person, but Goku did have new drip, so.
True, Goku did say
Goku. No, but that still means he was wrong, because he just said the person at the end of the chapters is going to be Goku with new drip, and drip, and it wasn't. So, for context, y'all, like, our producer, Koala, like, he did a prediction as someone who hasn't seen or read anything from Dragon Ball and has only heard us talk about the series. He said that the mystery person who we saw, which ended up being Trunks, was going to be Goku with new drip. He doesn't get points for Goku showing up after that.
What?
No. But we did say the planet hopping did happen.
Yeah.
The what?
The planet hopping. Goku planet hopping. Not as much as I predicted, but he planet hopped.
One planet, but yeah.
He hopped planets. And got interpretation.
Well, technically three, because he went from Namek to Yardrak to Earth.
I guess.
I mean, from what planet hopping, I meant like Yardik and then another planet, and then and to Earth, like bouncing between planets, which is holding his breath. So different than what I thought. True. Yeah.
I want to say that you were like, oh, that was the Back to the Future drip. So that was pretty.
Yeah.
Nice call.
Yep. Yeah. Because you got the
I got the shoes. Yeah.
Yep.
That
was, all right. Right. Okay. So I actually remember, like, I started off with Mystery Saiyan, but I do, like, Trunks did get, like, generate a lot of hype by turning into a Saiyan there. Because, like, you know, like, Super Saiyan, because we, like, Goku's so far been the only one, and then we see Trunks just doing it. It's a very, like, holy shit, what the fuck moment.
Yeah.
It builds a lot of intrigue, off the bat.
Yeah, it does. But unfortunately, I didn't know that Trunks could go Super Saiyan, so that kind of was negated for me a little bit. It was still hype, definitely. Like, seeing him just slice up Frieza in, like, 2 seconds was crazy.
Oh, yeah, I want to see real-time of that.
Play with them.
There is actually a real-time animation of that by Dragon Ball.
Oh, shit. That's cool.
Pretty cool.
Also, we talked about, I'll just say it, King Cold's name last episode that we didn't know. They didn't say it. Last, when he arrived, the chapter name was like 330, was literally King Cold Arrives. I checked after the episode.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I know now, but that's kind of funny. And then when I saw, like, wait a minute, he did just say the King of Cold about, like, Frieza or something, when you were, like, talking about Frieza's transformations. I remember you, like, saying something similar about that. So that was kind of funny.
Yeah, like, that's what we were talking about. Like, yeah. Me and Hot have been making references and, like, essentially just putting stuff down for, like, if you ever remember something like this, for those moments, right? Like, sure, like, it was a nice moment for you to, like, be like, oh, wait, they were talking about King Cold then.
Yeah. I kind of want to watch back the episode at some point, like, at the end, and like, we're, like, some moments, and just, like, make them, like, dumb moments, and just see, but yeah.
See, like, it'll be very fun. Also, okay, so, like, I'm going to continue with my notes that I thought I was going to have to save for another episode. Because, so, Bulma did not recognize the model of the Capsule Corp fridge that Trunks pulls out. Because it's a future model.
Future model.
Like, she didn't recognize it, and I thought that was a very nice bit. And I thought that if this went a lot longer, it would be a fun callback. But it was just, like, two chapters later, so it was fine.
Yeah. Like when she talks about the logo on his jacket.
Yeah. Like I was like, oh, these will be a lot of like cool bits of setup, like talks if this goes a while longer, right? I think it's very evident that Toriyama like wings a lot of what he does because like stuff like this and dialogue like this is pretty much used when it's about to be paid off in the next couple chapters. Like, it doesn't.
We talked about this in early Dragon Ball. Like, this was a thing that happened back then as well, where, like, set up, pay off immediately instead of, like, building up.
Yeah, which feels a bit, like, sad in a way because I feel like he did a really good job with that during the Namek Saga. And then now.
Namek and Saiyan Saga.
And Saiyan Saga, like, to a lesser extent. But, like, it feels like we're kind of regressing a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, he might have taken a little bit of a break after writing that great arc, to be fair, that, like, he wanted to be, like, just relaxing and, like, get a small arc in between before something big happens again, which I'm assuming this is, like, the Android Saga? That's what it's called? Or isn't that long?
No. Android arc, Android Saga. I think, like, in Dragon Ball, they pretty much use the words arc and saga, like, interchangeably.
Which still confuses me to this day because I'm a One Piece fan, and One Piece arcs are every island, and sagas are encompassing multiple islands.
Which is super different,
which makes more sense
as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think, like, I don't know, I have my problems with this part of the story. It does a lot of things really good and really interestingly, but also does a lot of things that I don't like. One of the main things being, like, so. I'm skipping ahead a little bit here in the chapters, but one of my main complaints is Goku and Vegeta not wanting to use the Dragon Balls to kill Dr. Gero and whatnot to prevent the androids from being made even because they want to fight strong people. This is a thing. It has been set up. This is an urge that all Saiyans share. But the side effect, so it makes sense in-universe. It's also a very nice, like, narrative convenience for the author because it essentially means that as long as the author puts forth strong guys, the cast will essentially like make themselves go into it. Even
the cast will be like, hold up, let them cook.
Yeah, which is nice for the author. Too bad it's fucking stupid because this is okay as long as nobody dies. Fuck that up already.
City is gone.
Yeah, you put people in jeopardy with their lives, even if you can wish them back. Even if, like, Piccolo survives this, and you can wish them back, you still had people die for this.
To be fair, they're giving construction workers a lot of jobs. Just saying.
Okay, Trump needs to hire you. You can spin this shit so well. Get the Republicans on the line. You got a job.
That's it. I know, but like, get out. Okay, the entire block's gone. The people get revived from it. They're alive again. They need houses. Construction workers can build new houses. Bro.
They're tolls, man.
No, I'm just like,
the one
trauma that like dying fucking does. Like Yamcha, like he had one encounter with these androids and said, "I'm not fighting anymore." He trained for 3 years and immediately said, "I'm not doing this anymore."
He's like, "Y'all are crazy." To be fair, I agree with Yashiro. He's like, "I'm good. I ain't suicidal." Survives the explosion. It's like, can't fly. Even if he could, he'd be like, "Nah, I'm good."
Yeah. Also, like, Bulma's reaction to that was fucking hilarious because he was like, "Oh, oh, not fair. My bad." Because he actually apologized. Bulma's surprisingly okay.
Bulma had an arc. Bulma had a character arc, guys.
Had a secret character arc, like, in the background. Like, it was just like, oh, shit, she's, like, an okay person right now.
But what I was going to say, it makes sense for Vegeta. Vegeta doesn't give a fuck, right? He just wants to fight people, right? To suppress.
It's not a good thing.
Goku, it also makes sense because he wants to fight strong people, and they technically, like he said, they technically haven't done anything bad yet. So do you kill them or destroy them without them having done anything?
This is an ethical dilemma.
This is the same as killing baby Hitler, right?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Would you do it? So I get it for Goku's part two, right? Krillin's idea of...
Yeah, I have notes.
Right. Krillin's idea of you know, saying Piccolo might be okay, but Vegeta does, if Vegeta doesn't have this common goal with us, he'll spin back the block and, you know, maybe do something terrible.
Yeah.
So, and Vegeta did threaten to kill everyone if they actually did anything, but, you know, Goku's there, so he probably wouldn't allow that. Point is, it makes sense for everyone, but I'm just saying, could have gone behind Vegeta's back, done it anyways, sent Goku on him.
Alright.
Doesn't matter. Okay, anyways, yeah, you go.
I have notes. So, this is a nice idea. The thing that stops it from working, that like, oh, hey, he hasn't done anything yet. Yeah, remember that he worked for an army hellbent on conquering the Earth. You can't, like... He certainly has done things already. He has contributed to mass murder already. Why?
He is
like,
an escapee. He's an escaped convict.
You like he, like we already like Goku literally says in these chapters, like, yeah, I guess I should have killed Frieza when I had the chance on Namek. He's like, he came back. That's my bad. I should have killed him. Same principle applies to Jiro, who built the androids. So like. I'm just saying,
I guess.
He has done things, he has been convicted, he has contributed to attempted mass murder. I don't know how many people the Red Ribbon Army actually killed, but...
Did he do it directly, though? Like, is it in the... Like, he made inventions to kill people with, but he's like, hey guys, I just made the guns. Yeah. Wasn't me.
I'm just gonna say, I guess, but it would also be kind of hypocritical if Goku gave Frieza, Vegeta, and all those others multiple chances and didn't give just Jiro guy, like... One more chance, right?
They know
he's gonna.
But
he didn't even try.
At least
though.
Go to him, talk to the motherfucker instead of I'm gonna just wait 3 years and
I'm
evil.
I'm fine with him giving him another chance, but like, do that actively, please. Like,
and
just don't be like, hey, are you making mass murder robots right now?
No.
So you're saying you should
the pods behind him?
they're just
the curtain real quick. No, I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't be doing that. What? Blasphemy.
They're mate bots. They help me around the house. Fucking 5 and 6 are standing behind him.
They're standing like this behind him. In the drip stance.
I
just feel like we very quickly just accepted that we're going to let the robots like just go do their thing.
Yeah. Which
I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah. No, it's funky.
It is.
Like, why? Like, again, like, he didn't actively go to them to, like the inventor to like, hey, why are you making these? Like, can we just talk this out?
Yeah.
And if they, like, no, I'm going to kill you, then murder him right there. And then gone, done.
Yeah, but he also, yeah, like, but he also did want to fight. It would be kind of awkward to like come there 3 years early, and be like, "Hey, you wanna chill out there, buddy? What are you doing?" And then he's like, "Oh, not really." And I'm like, "All right."
But how'd you know I was here? You know, I just sensed you.
yeah, for sure.
I just want to point out, Hutt, that I feel like, you know, like, I'm all for people feeling comfortable, but when you're making murder weapons, I feel like your comfortability is no longer part of the question.
Comfortability, swampability. No, don't worry about it. You know, murder weapons of mass destruction.
Also, I want to just point out, like, Goku's like character arc here, because he's become now fully just like decoupled from where he started. Because he started as kind of like, we've talked about this, like, you know, every kid's fantasy of like, I'm going to do things and I'm going to get them right on the first try. Like, that's what every kid wants. Like, they want to be better than all the adults. They want to get everything right immediately and just be the best at everything, right? Like that, and that's kind of where, like, the representation of Goku was at the start of the series. Now, he's so not that anymore. Like first of all, like, he grew up, so, like, that's already minus 1 point for relatability with, like, kids. And now he's become, like, this, like, really, like, hard worker who wants to, like, continuously test his skill, right? And that's, like, I like it and I hate it at the same time, because I like the idea of, like, okay, you know, I'm gonna keep working, I'm gonna keep, like, grinding it, I'm gonna keep getting better. I like that, I love that, right? That's also the message that Roshi imparted on him at the, like, at the very first World Martial Arts Tournament. Was it the first one that we saw where Jackie Chan was a thing? It was,
that's
right?
First. Yeah. That's first. You're like, yeah, so he knows they were strong, so he became Jackie Chan to show that they're still stronger people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, like, so that, and, like, he still carries that with him, right? Like, he always wants to keep going and keep fighting. But right now, like, he is putting people in danger to do that. And that is a character flaw, and character flaws are fine. Don't get it twisted. Don't think that I don't think that character flaws are okay, that the main character has to be, or, like, any character has to be perfect. I just think it's immensely frustrating. Because I'm looking at this, and I go, like, you're killing innocent people by doing this.
He's like, I want to save the Earth. Save some people first, then just get it over with.
Like, at the very least, like it's
okay, what he could have done, I have
mistakes, right? But
I have an altered, like, timeline. He could have gone to the doctor, like, hey, I know you're building robots. Don't even shush. Let me talk. So, like, to him, not to y'all, but, like, to the doctor. Yeah. Shush. Let me talk. Like, and then he just, like, goes, so make these robots. Have them fight me 1-on-1. Right. I'll be in the training grounds.
On the gauntlet.
But let's do it in a safe area. I'll never go to the moon. I don't care. Let me fight him anywhere, any place, anytime. I'll fight him. Just know, if he can keep this a safe, and if you don't want to build him, if you know, that's fine. I'll just fight him anyway.
Like, the thing is, like, this is done for narrative stakes, right? Like, yeah, we don't want to have just, like your idea, like, I also had the same idea, but, like, we can't do that because then there's no real stakes, right?
As a story, it doesn't work. In realistic sense, that's better, but
I mean, like, yeah. I guess you could do it, like, he wants to first kill them and then, like, go on and still conquer the Earth, then, like, you still have those stakes. But, like, it's just so, like, frustrating to be like, oh, yeah, we could have totally, like, prevented this. And, like, it's already bad. A lot of people have already died.
Yeah.
And, like, I guess minor spoiler, but, like, this isn't going to be done in 3 chapters.
What? Oh, no, right?
So it's going to get worse. And
also,
like,
again, back to Dragon Balls, it removes all stakes. It removes the whole point of, like, oh, everyone died. Just bring him back.
As long as Piccolo survives, right?
But, and Goku actually tells him in these chapters, like, hey, Piccolo, if you know you're going to die, dip. We need you alive.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like, it's just so frustrating because, like, now everything bad that's going to happen, we're going to look at it and be like, yeah, but you could have prevented this. This is all your own fault.
It easily stopped.
Yeah, and it can also just be reverted by Dragon Balls.
Yeah.
Which, like, Removes stakes and removes like point. I feel like Dragon Ball should be more of a like just take your brain off. But that's not the point of the show. The point of the show is not.
As long as I'm here, it's not being that.
Nope. So exactly, like if we're breaking it down in our sense of reading the story, this does not make sense. Like in any way, this is not a feasible way of
so frustrating. Doing this. So. Like it. I like. I'm actually so fucking upset by this. I'm like you had it. You had really good stakes, and like that's what I mean with like. I feel like the writing's taken a bit of a like jump back in this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, we have some of the older like quirks of like, you know, really quick setup and like really quick payoff, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but like. It was done better previously, so like we're falling back down a level a little bit.
I would have loved to see more of the 3 years. Honestly, and, yeah, I would love to like, see.
It would have been good for like setup and stuff. And then like now we have this whole thing where like the characters are like I don't want to say not relatable, but like
they're different.
They've fucked up. Like they've made it so that everything that's happening is their fault. They're fully culpable for what's going to happen. Because like I know we're dealing with time travel and stuff, but if you know a crime is going to be committed and you don't report it, you are culpable for it. You are what's called an accomplice. So,
by law, go criminal. It's already wearing the orange jumpsuit.
So, like, it's a lot harder to like root for these people right now. I'm sure, like, it'll go back up, and like, because like this is all set up, and the setup's just not been done very well. So like we'll probably go back and or like go further and like we'll forget a little bit about what like the irksome things with the setup and it will stop mattering as much. But that doesn't make the writing like of this section specifically suddenly good.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I feel like if we had just like let's say 5 chapters of in those 3 years. There's stuff happening, maybe the Bulma and Vegeta hooking up, maybe like Goku training a bit more, maybe seeing Krillin and stuff train with Roshi. Like if we saw all those kind of things, like just even maybe like 2 or 3 panels or chapters, sorry, that would have been so much more set up for the payoff of the Androids coming. That would have already helped massively, I feel.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
Because now, like all the setup was the quick talk.
They're coming, now we're here. And then dips. Yeah,
and then they came.
Yeah.
It was just a lot of chatting for sure.
Like, do we want to talk about how like Chi-Chi is just fully irrelevant now? Like, I mean, she already kind of was, but like,
I hated that part. I genuinely hated that part when we saw Chi-Chi fucking like verbally fight with Goku. And Goku's like, "It's fine." Like. Almost kills her. Like, that's a funny, like, but
like, that's a joke. And that? It's like, yeah, like, exactly. Like, that's a joke. And I'm like, kind of like, you know, it's like, oh, oops, I didn't mean to. Like, he tried to do like a pat on the side and just didn't work. Okay, well, like, but besides that, like, first of all, Chi Chi's just annoying now. She's taking the Bulma spot.
I was gonna say, yep.
You Bulma diamond. That's probably like, the worst insult you can give anyone, bro. That's
yeah, crazy. But like, it's true because like, it's like, okay, well, but like, we have to go save Theo, for otherwise he can't fucking do his homework for again education. He's just like, I don't care. I like that's just fucking crazy. Like, I get it, people in argument in like heated arguments, they make illogical choices and say illogical things, but like. There was no, like, again, there was no good, like, setup for this to actually be an emotional thing. It was just, like, quickly in between everything else that was happening.
It was just like, quickly this argument, be yeah. bad mother. And then when they left, she was, like, super nice and all. So, like, I don't know what the fuck happened. Did that punch make her have a concussion? Yeah. Like, concussion and she's just super nice now? Like, what happened?
I'm just very sad about, like, the writing of female.
We could have seen chapters about Chi-Chi developing as a character, but no. Just no. Same with Bulma. Like, we could have seen character arcs. No, just nothing. I hope we get flashbacks. Probably not. We don't get many flashbacks in Dragon Ball. Just say, don't really want to have it. If anything, this is all flashback to Trunks' timeline.
Dragon Ball is just a flashback arc.
Well,
where's the narrator, bro? We need him.
I mean, it was there in Dragon Ball.
True. In original Dragon Ball. Have you seen him in Z yet?
Yeah, no, he was there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course.
He was saying, like, okay, and thus 3 years have passed.
Oh, yeah. He didn't talk much, though. I think he got sick,
but, like,
or something.
He had, like, the bit about it's in the other book. I'm not going to go. Well, I guess I'll go grab it.
Nah.
Other book? Damn. Do you go across books? That's crazy.
Yeah. I think I ended in the middle of this.
So in chapter 142 for me, so that's 336 for y'all. Like he set the time, May 12th, 3 years from now. It is the target for which they train, the moment when they hope to defy history and win.
Also, for information, chapter 338 is when volume 29 starts.
338. That makes sense.
This is the previous one we were on, and this is a Super Saiyan Goku flying.
That's cool. He went Super Saiyan in one volume, bro. That's crazy.
I mean, also, yeah, you can see on the backs here, like, this is regular Goku, and this is Super Saiyan Goku on the other one. Oh, that's neat. It's hard to see with the...
Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah.
For the people wondering, I've said it before, like, at the start of the, like, series that when we started doing this, I'm reading the Fizz Big volumes, so if you're wondering about any of the physical components, look up Dragon Ball Fizz Big, like, 4 and 5. Because the account resets between Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z for the Fizz Big volumes, which is why, if you're wondering, why my chapter count is different from these guys.
Well, also, I refer to 28 and 29, the volumes, instead of 4 and 5, you said?
Yeah, this is Fizz Big 4 and 5 here. Because they're also 3-in-1 volumes.
Yeah, exactly. They're also going to be different.
Every integer of 3, or every multiple of 3, it's going to change books for me.
Yeah. So, it like, 4 would be 28, 27, 26 for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Question. The android, I'm assuming it's 20, the one with the hat, like, this, the black, like,
the
top hat.
The old guy?
Yeah. He like, his head gets blown off, and we see an actual, like, brain in there. Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not an android, he's a cyborg. Which, to be fair, at the beginning, Trunks called them cyborgs.
Yeah, but I think it's just like one of those like weird things. Like, where,
mistranslations?
Like,
didn't know for sure.
No, I think it's literally just like they are cyborgs and everybody knows that they're cyborgs, but they're called androids.
Yeah.
So like, it's like, you know, like when you have to fill out like a shitty form and like, they want a first and a last name for like you're like, but it's not like actually real or anything. Like it's like in a game or something, and you just have to think of like your title is your first name, and then like whatever you're actually called is like your last name in those. Like you know, like so, like it becomes like your first name is like Mister, and then whatever, like your your gamer tag is so, like for like Mister Mercedes or whatever. So, like, it's something like that where, like, I think it's just, like, literally first name android, second name is, like, their number.
Yeah.
Even though they're cyborgs.
Yeah.
So, is there a cyborg, which is a classification, name Android 20, Android 19?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
At least the way that I've always interpreted this. Hot, feel free to, if I'm wrong, you would correct.
The weird thing I find is that they're called 19 and 20. Like, I'm here, like, what happened before, like, 18, 17, 16,
that's
15,
the year of the
like...
war in Dragon Ball.
That makes a lot more sense.
Bro, that was a joke. That has nothing to do with reality. Wow. What are you talking about?
It was a coronavirus. He predicted the coronavirus. Speak about coronavirus.
Back then.
No, not, like, 2019 and 2020 were, like, coronavirus.
Oh, no, but in 1920 there was another pandemic.
Yeah, there was the plague? No.
No, plague in 1920!
That's 1820. Anyway,
yeah, I was gonna say, that was a very late
plague. The plague was in the Dark Ages, what?
There was also something in was it the Spanish flu in 1920? It was the Spanish flu. Doesn't matter. Anyway, is it just like 1920, just the iterations, and 18 and everything else filled? It can also be that he's counting backwards for whatever reason.
Yeah, it was the Spanish flu in 1920 and 1820. Yeah. It was... Can't find it. Whatever.
Nope.
Not quick enough.
Alright.
But yeah, I think it's like it's just iterations. Like these are probably like the first successful ones.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense. I mean, could also be successful before that, but more like successful and strong enough, maybe.
Yeah. It's like, oh no, I hit it with a wrench and it died.
Womp womp.
It's like, funk, ah! Years of academy training, wasted.
What happened?
Also, Bulma should have been long gone by now, by the way. Just saying. She's like, I'm going to take a look at them. She sees an entire city get half blown up.
Well, to be fair, she didn't have the time to get in the car.
Also, she didn't see them yet. Oh, she only knows their power. Like, I get her standpoint of, like, I want to see them so I can maybe make my own. Because she is a scientist after all. Yeah, I get that. She's still insane. For just
yeah,
she also brought her being, so like that's
if anything, if Goku and motherfuckers kill them, which were just blowing up their head, the rest of the body is just there.
Unless they like completely destroy it. Which could happen.
If it's unlikely. Still like brain power, and I think I would say killing the like breaking the head would still kill them.
Oh, like just cutting head off.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Because I'm assuming the power is also on the head. Because like half the head is brain. Like, you can't feel the power source in that, because it still has a throat, I assume, because it opens and speaks, and, like, so there's a talk box there, or at least in this. So there's a very small battery in there, if anything. So anything, the battery is in the body, or power source, or whatever. Like, usually fireworks have, like, a like heart that's replaced by, like, a core or something. So, if anything, just cutting off the head will kill it. And calling it, killing it, and it's in it, killing the circuit. Yeah.
Don't really
think. You need a closed loop.
Yeah,
I like how that's my job, and this and I said it was basic shitty about it,
and that's a close look.
God,
like I sound so dumb, but this is actually my job. Which it's is fine. Fucking hilarious.
It happens. It happens.
I feel like I'm not. I'm like just very worried about this arc because, like, I really like this arc. I'm pretty sure it is my favorite arc out of the out of Dragon Ball, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to be very annoyed trying to analyze this arc.
And then I have mostly my last point is that I think it's dumb that Goku went immediately Super Saiyan, and then that they're yapping about, like, Piccolo was yapping, oh, you haven't seen his Super Saiyan form after they explained their like knowing of his predicted power. That's cool and all. Keep it a secret. Have an ace up your sleeve. I know that he didn't use interpretation yet.
Morons!
They're morons. They're fucking... Like, Piccolo, I expect better of you, bro. What are you doing? You're supposed to be the smart one. What the fuck? Okay, that's not true. He's a warrior type.
Oh my god.
True. I mean, he's smarter than the Saiyan.
Smarter than Goku, Vegeta... I mean, I think Tien is probably the smartest one of all of them.
Also, like...
Who would be the smartest?
Gohan.
Yashirobe, because you're not funny.
No,
that's actually the real answer.
Right there. No, but that's like, real. One of the things that like that I just like thought of is essentially like if you look at what the I forgot my point. Never mind. Yeah,
if you look at the
no, literally. Wait, what the fuck? Is that? Y'all can keep talking. I'll try and recover.
But yeah, no, like they were like, "Huh, you don't know about my Super Saiyan form? Go Super Saiyan." Shows them like your max power level.
I feel like it would have been. I feel like it's fine to go Super Saiyan right off the bat, because then you don't like waste your energy during the fight, then go Super Saiyan afterwards. But
don't waste
you
time
know,
getting started.
Yeah, but you know, yapping about it, that was kind of. I guess they were overconfident because they can't sense their power and.
Yeah,
I remember they don't what have I a wanted to level. Say.
Yeah, right.
Like essentially, like we've hit the point where the characters individually just don't fucking matter. Besides, like, power level, because, like, what one of the things that you mentioned for you, like, wanting to see, like, what happens in between, like, this 3-year time skip, like, that's a very good point. Like, if the characters actually, like, mattered besides just being bodies and being deployable, like,
the pylons.
We would be more about it, right? Because, like, a lot of, like, personal shit happen. Like, Gohan got another 3 years. Like, with a child of that age, that means he's basically a completely different person.
He's 9 now. He went from 6 to 5, 6 to 9.
Yeah.
8, like, 9. Like, he grew up from being a toddler still, from going to basically like being in the middle of elementary school, almost going to middle school. Like, he is. Like, there's a lot of character arcs that happen in those 3 years, especially for a young kid.
Yeah, and then, like, we have Bulma and Yamcha were a thing right before the time skip. Then afterwards, they've broken up for a while already.
We could have seen something like that happen. We could have seen... Bulma had
maybe rebound with Vegeta, maybe, like, a thing later.
Seemed like a hookup, because, like, from what Trunks was saying, like, they mad after, like, they saw, like, Vegeta being, like, lonely, and they just, like... Something happened, and he didn't live together, so I'm assuming Vegeta, like...
Yeah, he probably just...
He dipped and dipped, if you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, like...
potent enough to make a kid, apparently.
And then for the rest of them, it's literally just like, yeah, we trained, period. Like, we had literally nothing going on in our lives besides that. Like Chiaotzu is literally just benched because he's not strong enough, so he doesn't even get screen time anymore.
We haven't even... not even, like, a single panel of a flashback to him just...
We spent so much effort trying to get him back to, like, being alive, and then we don't even get to see him. Like, at that point, leave him dead.
I would have loved...
Like, it doesn't... The characters don't matter anymore outside of just being strong.
Exactly. One panel of just him... I don't know, still training. Still... Yeah. Like, using his psychic powers, floating stuff around, whatever. Yeah. Something like, showing, it's like sweat on his face, showing that he's still putting an effort to try and be there, maybe as, like, an ace up their sleeve at the end. Maybe. Yeah.
Like, it's super frustrating because, like, this is one thing that I think, like, Lord of the Rings does really well. Like, they spend a lot of time, like, establishing what the characters are fighting for, right? Mm. Like, why are we doing this? And, like, one of the very important things in the last movie, like, there's a running joke in the community that, like, the, like, Return of the King, especially if you, like, watch the extended editions like I always do, then, like, the movie ends several times, right? There are several different endings, but all of those endings are important to show what we've been fighting for. We see different areas of the world. We see different people living their, like, versions of what happened after the war. And that's very important to show, like, this is what it's all been for. And you
happens after that war ends. You show this affects this place.
Yeah.
This affects these people. This affects this part of the main cast. This affects this part of the main cast. You show like the ending of a story. You, like, this reminds you of Seven of These Sins, where at the end, spoilers. Like, all the people.
How
get
far
at
the end? Because I still want to read that.
I will not say it because it's the actual end. Anyway. Actual ending happens, right? Like, stuff ends. You get, like, everyone's stories and everyone, you get everyone's little bits of story. You get everyone being, they lived happily after. That kind of shit, right?
Yeah.
Disney story shit, right? Like,
now it's good. The closest we get to, like, they're seeing their training is this, like, if you look in the group chat. This is the closest thing we get to their training in the manga.
Yeah, literally just like one of the title pages.
Yeah.
Which is the closest. And like, also, like, this is why arcs will have a lull, like, right before, like, we see it here, but again, it's so small. Like, after, like, One Piece arc, we take a while to wrap up what's been happening. And before we, like, fully get into the next one, we always start with a little bit of slice of life on the ship.
On the ship. Exactly.
Which is important to see, like, hey, this is the crew interacting. This is why, like it's a big part of the story to just enjoy the characters. And, like, going back into, you know, like, how Goku has changed as well, the characters are not fucking enjoyable.
Goku's a fucking dumbass. That's real. He's not being kind to his wife.
Like, he's always been stupid. But he's been battle smart. But, like, up until this point, like, we saw this as well, like, in the Namek saga. Like, he was doing smart things. He was trying. He was thinking ahead. He was, even defeating Frieza and beating him. Like, he wanted to, you know, set, like, it was vengeance, but still. Like, in the anime, it's justice, but in the manga, it's vengeance.
Yeah.
Like... Yeah. But he's doing it for, like, a specific purpose to, like, vindicate some group, some people. And here it's just like, I'm in this for me. Which, like, if he changes later to be more, you know, I'm doing this for the good of the world, I'm doing this for the good of the people, I'm not going to make this mistake again. If he learns from this, I'm cool with it. But right
that's
now,
the setup,
where we are
which
at,
is longer term, which
yeah, yeah, like, but right now, where we are at, fucking hate it.
Yep. Agreed. Yeah. Again, he also, like, at the end of our panel chapters, he just dashes in, going alone. He's like, y'all stay back. I got this. No. Just no. Trunks warned you. Like, this ain't going good. Like, they said, sure, like, he died before. Like, what did they say with the disease? Was it before they fought the androids?
Before the androids arrived, he died.
Yeah. But, like, they still wanted to go after him. So, like, Goku wasn't dead, then the androids were, like, apparently, like, the Goku wasn't there, and just like, oh, shit, we'll just fight y'all then, because you're all strong friends of his, I guess. And then world domination, I guess. I don't know. That seems to be it, right? That seems to, like, kill everyone else and dips, I guess. But, yeah, no. Even then, they were designed to kill Goku.
So. I do want your thoughts a little bit about this section, because me and Ryu have been
a lot.
But what are you feeling right now? What are your opinions? What are your thoughts?
Just this is a bad start, like in general, because the I feel like the setup could have gone a little longer, and as well as, like, I get they're very reliant on the Dragon Balls, right? But they also do put people in harm's way. Now, Goku doesn't claim to be a hero, and the Z Fighters don't either.
No.
So it's like, it's not their obligation to do something, like, save people, but it's like, it's the morally right thing to do, and we know that they're, like, not bad people. So
yeah.
So
like, what, like, part of their argument is also just like, you know, these guys, like Piccolo and Tien, used to be bad guys, and it's like, okay, if you're not bad guys, then why are you still like secondhandedly killing people?
What? Like,
Krillin had this little speech, right? Like at the start of being like, oh hey, you know, like, we should, like, do this, and, like, let this happen, because, like, Tien and, like, Piccolo, they used to be bad guys. And it's like, okay, yeah, that kind of works as an argument.
It's more about Vegeta, like, no?
Yeah, it was about Vegeta, yeah. Like, getting him into it. But, like, you're also, like, again, still, like, secondhandedly killing people. So, like, not that good of guys.
Yeah. Good enough, you know, for...
Secondary murder is still a murder.
Right, there's degrees to it, and what you can be charged with in a criminal court. So.
True.
Yep.
But yeah, what else, Hutt?
No.
Okay.
Pretty interesting. I'm interested in what Trunks gonna do. But
he said he was gonna show up, but
yeah, he isn't here yet either. I don't know what the fuck he's doing.
He's training. We saw like one panel of him like asking to be trained, then one panel of him just sweating. That's all we saw of him.
Yeah,
like, I'm gonna pass Kakarot. Like, that's all he said.
This is very like Josh Whedon and Avengers, where like we don't get anything from like Captain America, for example, besides him just punching the shit out of a sandbag in an empty gym, which worked there because it's essentially just like, okay, we have a lot of characters here, so we need to narrow this down to, like, what's really important. So, like, it's essentially just setting the tone. It's just, like, none of the other... Like, for, I think in Avengers, like, the characters' individual, like, relationships and stuff like that are still explored further in the movie, right?
Yeah.
So, like we
there's
just
stuff
that
happened, like, there's a fight set up. Then there's usually there's like some normal things, fight set up, some things happen, training, fight, and some things
happen.
Yeah,
but like in I'm like talking about like Avengers, because like the same like narrative shorthand is used of like, we're just show like the training montage was essentially just there, like we're showing you like what the where the characters are at essentially. That's,
well, Krillin was like, I'm at Roshi's now. It was a ghost and then gone. I don't know.
Yeah, but like their talk beforehand also serves to go to for that same purpose. Like, this is where I'm at mentally. This is why I'm doing this. And then, like, they're talking about, like, after the timescape works in a similar way, and it's essentially just all works to connect and set up, like, this is where the characters are at, right?
Yeah.
But, like, so a similar method is used in the Avengers. And what doesn't work about this, at least not thus far with Dragon Ball, is that the rest of the movie, the characters' relationships are very important, and it's all about how they grow to, like, to come together as a team, right? Here...
Yeah.
Call me crazy, but I don't somehow don't think that the characters' interpersonal relationships are gonna matter that much. Like, there's no like, there's gonna be no real exploration of character, I feel like. And like, I guess it's just like I'm circling the drain with the same point again. It's just like, it's just sad that that's the thing, because like all these small things are used that could be used better, and it like Dragon Ball is essentially putting all its eggs in one basket. Of just like the fighting, the main drama is gonna be good. And if it doesn't do that, it's gonna be so bad because there's literally nothing else to watch this for.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I guess we'll just have to find out and see next time.
Yeah, we're gonna have to hope. We're gonna have to hope. Hopefully, I would say I feel bad about complaining, but like we're 33 episodes deep. Y'all know I'm gonna do this.
Yeah, and to be fair, this shit is not up to par with the rest of what we've seen.
Yeah, like I think thus far, like to wrap it all up, like thus far, I think we've had a very good, like, you know, slowly, gradually building, like, a narrative arc of like quality. Right, I think like consistently the quality has shot up in different arcs and different things have been improving over the course of the story. And I think like Namek was the ultimate culmination of that. Where like y'all didn't hear me complain much during the Namek saga because it was just well written and good and I really enjoyed it. And then it's just like it's such like a sad like start for this arc. Doesn't mean it can't be great. Doesn't mean it can like it can't surpass Namek, but as an arc, but it right now is a bit. Right now, it's a very like it's if we're projecting from where we're at now, it's gonna be so tough.
Yeah, no, anyway. I think I mean I don't have anything else to say. I don't know if y'all have anything.
Do you?
Instant transmission.
True.
That's he the got one a trick new technique.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool moves.
Pretty neat. He didn't. I don't think he got much stronger because he pretty much spent all that time doing in transmission training. So we're going to see if this is good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, after the training.
Yeah, he did also train. Gohan.
So we got nothing. Anyway, with that, we're gonna end this episode of Yappening off. So we're going to say goodbye to Hut.
Peace. Oh, what was that?
Good for you.
Bye-bye.
I'm Bernie Rose Bennett. We'll see you next week. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.